Hey there! I have recently been watching a video of a certain someone whose name must not be uttered. Brian Landuk. Yeah, he made a certain video about certain person who I know nothing about, was murdered, killed, and this first part is not that worth talking about, simply because I know nothing about this particular topic. What this person did in his life, what did he do to deserve such an end? Well, he didn't deserve it for sure, because he was human. But the later part of Brian's video is terrible. It's absolutely horrible. I mean, the people who are celebrating this, I suspect they have differences in opinions between them and the person who got killed. This is really, really not worth celebrating. I am absolutely not joking about this. This is absolutely horrible. In the free software community, if you will, a lot of bad things have been happening, and a lot of things are worth condemning, but this is like a little bit of a pinnacle of what I consider a really, really a bad thing to do. And you know, all of the Mastodon posts, like having a champagne in your hands, celebration, telling yourself to go out and buy yourself a nice dinner over this horrible event, this is not progressive. This is not what the word progressive means. Everyone who thinks of himself or herself as progressive might need to recheck their own life values, because progress of humanity towards the future is not going to happen if we are going to celebrate violence or violence. I'm not sure how can I express myself in a way that you understand my own feelings about this, but I do not support any kind of violence towards anyone. If you tell me, like someone else told me, that it was like a clean shot and not violent, no, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. And if you have differences in opinion with anyone in the entire world, there are multiple ways how you can handle this. You can not talk with this person and simply go the other direction. You can confront this person and teach that person your values and see if you can meet someone somewhere midway, so that the it's a compromise, right? So you can do some compromise. That's always good and human. Sometimes you will learn something from the other side that is worth learning, even if you never thought that this person could ever teach you anything of value. But there is always something that you can learn from the other side of the debate. Yeah, and that's true for basically any kind of debate. Well, there are different ways, but you know, any type of violence, or if you want to call it murder, as it was in this case, that's absolutely horrible. And I really cannot comprehend, I cannot begin to comprehend how is this something that needs to be celebrated. I don't really care about your political side, this side, that side, this side, that side. none of this really matters. My personal political ideology is Star Trek. This may sound a little bit funny to you if you consider yourself like an American conservative or American liberal or stuff like that, but I'm not obviously American, so I don't have these sides in my blood. I grew up with Captain Janeway and Captain Picard and explorations of other worlds and learning about other people's cultures, respecting other people's cultures, respecting everyone's freedom to well express themselves the way how they want to live, and stuff like that. It's a really deep topic to dive into, but generally where I am heading with this particular video is that it's bad. It's bad look for the entire free software community if these are the people who represent what we are, because I really believe in free software as the Stallman defines it. You know, the four freedoms of free software. Let's not go through them at this moment, but what matters in the grander scheme of things is the freedom of the individual to use their software as they see fit. And if you're not bothering anyone else in the world by using the software the way you want to use it, then who is to blame you for, well, using the software, right? So can we apply this into the real life and you know, having the difference of opinions and anything of that sort? I think we can, because if you believe that you should be living your life in this way with these values and stuff like that, well, who am I to tell you that you should not be living your life in the way that you want to live it? And who are you to tell me that I'm not supposed to live my life in the way I want to live my life, as long as we are all inside of the boundaries of the law? I don't see a problem, you know. I don't have to hang out with you, I don't have to agree with you, but do we need to be friends? No. If we are coming from vastly different backgrounds and cultures and we cannot find the common ground that can reach a reasonable compromise, then as I said, we don't really have to be in the same space, you know. The violence and call for violence and the killings and murderings, it's a bad look. It's a bad look for the free software community. It's a bad look for the things I like and love, for the Linux community, the BSD community, whatever. It's just not good. Please don't do that. Please don't celebrate horrible stuff. Just don't.